Nearly 95 years since her Olympic triumph, Fanny, Bobby, Rosenfeld is finally getting her day in Barrie. On Wednesday, Mayor Alex Nuttall proclaimed August 30 as Bobby Rosenfeld Day. It's not just a piece of Barrie's history, but a piece of Canadian history and Jewish-Canadian history as well, Nuttall said. This is a big honor for the Jewish community, said Jeff Wellman, president of the Am Shalom congregation. Bobby represents 100 years of the Jewish community here in Barrie. She grew up on this street right here, on Collier Street. Barrie athlete extraordinaire Fanny, Bobby, Rosenfeld is shown racing for Canada in an undated photo. Rosenfeld, 1904-1969, a member of the first-ever Canadian women's Olympic team, was among the first inductees into the Barrie Sports Hall of Fame in 1985, along with Red Story and Hap Ems. She is also honored in Barrie with an Ontario Historical Plaque, in front of Allendale Recreation Centre, and Rosenfeld Drive, in the city's East End, north of Grove Street East. At the 1928 Amsterdam Summer Olympics in the Netherlands, the first which allowed women to compete, Rosenfeld was a member of the Canadian gold medal 4x100-meter relay team, which also included Ethel Smith, Jane Bell and Myrtle Cook. Individually, Rosenfeld won the silver medal in the 100-meter race in Amsterdam. She was also a star athlete in basketball, hockey, softball and tennis, while holding several long-standing Canadian track and field records, and at one point the world record for the 100m. Arthritis ended Rosenfeld's athletic career in 1933, and she became a prominent Toronto sports columnist. In 1949, Rosenfeld, who was called Bobby for her bobbed haircut, was chosen Canada's outstanding female athlete of the half-century by a Canadian press poll. She was later elected to the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, the only female all-around athlete to be so honored, and in 1981 was posthumously elected to the International Jewish Sports Hall of Fame. She's a role model to our youth, said Wellman. You can tell your children that if you work hard, you can not only be successful, but you can contribute to the community and to your nation as well, as Bobby did. She is a symbol of resiliency because she overcame a lot of medical problems and still was competing towards the end, he added. She was a woman in the 1920s when you had set roles of which you had to follow, but she decided to go on her own path for her own future and her own happiness. Rosenfeld was born December 28, 1904 in the town of Katrinoslav, Russia, which is now Dnipro, Ukraine. When she was an infant, she immigrated to Barrie with her parents, Max and Sarah Rosenfeld, and her older brother, Maurice. As a youth, Rosenfeld attended Victoria Public School and Barrie Collegiate Institute. August 30 was chosen Bobby Rosenfeld Day in part to correspond with the first performance of theatre by the Bay's upcoming production of Bobby, written by local playwright Trudy Romanek and directed by Lynn Weintraub. It is presented by the Am Shalom congregation. Bobby will play August 30 until September 10 at Five Points Theatre, located at 1 Dunlop Street West, in downtown Barrie. Bobby Rosenfeld has been an incredible figure in our community for more than a century now and we are honored to honor her with this day, forever, said Ian Mogich, Artistic Director of Theatre by the Bay. For more information about the production, visit theaterbythebay.com/Bobby.